Tyron, tell me how you're involved here with the show.
I'm serving as media director for about the 32nd year.
Yes, we've done this a time or two. Just give me a kind of a report on how you think the show's going so far.
Oh, it's excellent. I'll tell you, the weather has cleared for us. It's just a perfect time to come and visit Sunbelt. The setup this year seemed to be easier than normal in that we had a lot of people that knew where they were going. They've been there before. And the spaces that we had available, the new guys seemed to learn how to get in there. And we didn't have a lot of new people this time, but we did put in some new spaces to about 1,185 exhibitors.
Wow. Well, I know that although we've had gorgeous weather here this week, you did have a little bit of a challenge with some pretty heavy rain last week.
Yes, we did. We got about 4 inches the other day, and that put the difficulty of getting these heavy machines in the field, and that made it a delay somewhat. But on Wednesday and Thursday of the show, we were full speed ahead. We had to dig the big field of peanuts, and they'll be harvested this coming weekend after they dry from this good sun we've got. But the cotton, they started with the cotton, and the hay fields, man, they were really humming at the hay fields. So everything's ended up real good because of the weather.
And I know the economy's kind of been a challenge, but as far as the traffic and the people that have come in so far, looking pretty good, though, right?
Well, we've had good crowds that first day in the neighborhood of 40 to 50,000 people, which is an excellent first day. The problem we have right now is the farmers have just gotten the clear sky, and they're in the field at home trying to get that cotton and the peanuts and this type of thing. And we're heavy in peanuts and cotton in this area. So a lot of the real active farmers we're missing. Some are coming in early in the morning, and then when they get back, they'll leave at 12 and go back and get harvesting in their own fields. But we're missing some of the key farmers that we normally have at Sunbelt this year because of the weather.
Yeah, mentioning peanuts, can you give me kind of an idea of what the season's been like this year?
We've had a good season this year, and we've got a good crop. We cut back on acreage because of poor contracts. Last year, we had the biggest crop in history, and this year, we cut back about 30% to try to bring back supply and demand. Our prices dropped from about $500 a ton down to $400 a ton, and a lot of farmers switched to other alternative crops. And but right now, the crop looks good. We have we had a spell during the planting season where we had about 15 days of rain. So we finished with that first crop, the first one-third, where we can stand up. But those peanuts have outstanding yields. I'm talking some 6,000-pound yields. Now, this last crop, because of some heat during the time, will not be as good. But we don't know how bad that is. We're trying to get it right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we've got a third crop that was planted real late that's going to probably come in about Thanksgiving. So we hope the frost will stay away from us and these peanuts can grow. We had a little touch of frost in the northern part of the zone earlier, but not bad. And if we can keep the frost away from us and let those mature, we'll have a real good crop and hope to get about 1.8 million tons.
All right. Well, thank you for giving me an update about the way things are going here at Sunbelt Ag Expo. Great to see you again, as always, and hope to do it again next year. From Sunbelt Ag Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.